Miller announces $150,000 donation by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to the Star Fund. Texas Border Business, Austin. Commissioner of Agriculture Sid Miller today announced a generous $150,000 donation by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to the State of Texas Agriculture Relief, STAR, fund to bolster ongoing relief efforts for the Central Texas agriculture community impacted by the tragic July flooding. STAR fund applications are still being accepted and will close on November 30th. The donation is part of a larger $500,000 total that the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo has donated for flood recovery efforts in the Texas Hill Country. Beyond the heartbreaking loss of life, this disaster also tore through our farms, ranches, and rural communities across Central Texas, Commissioner Miller said. I thank the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo for their fundraising efforts and generous $150,000 donation to the Star Fund. This demonstrates their strong commitment to helping the community of Central Texas. The Star Fund stands ready to assist producers in their effort to rebuild vital agricultural infrastructure lost in the devastating July flooding. The Star Fund, State of Texas Agriculture Relief Fund, funded by private donations without cost to the taxpayer, supports disaster recovery for eligible farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses with rebuilding and relief needs. Star Fund grants will be available to eligible agriculture operations for rebuilding fence lines, repairing barns, replacing equipment, and restoring lost forage and feed supplies. As the world's largest livestock show and rodeo, we understand the responsibility we have to stand with our neighbors in times of crisis, said Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo President and CEO Chris Bowman. Thousands of people were impacted by the floods, many of whom are exhibitors at our annual event and critical to the agriculture and livestock industries. By supporting these organizations and their projects, we're helping ensure they can continue their important work and focus on the future. To qualify, a business must be in a county listed in the Texas Governor's Disaster Declaration, including counties Bandera, Bear, Burnett, Caldwell, Koch, Comal, Concho, Edwards, Gillespie, Guadalupe, Hamilton, Kendall, Kerr, Kimball, Lampasas, Llano, Mason, Maverick, McCulloch, Menard, Real, Reeves, San Saba, Schleicher, Sutton, Tom Green, Travis, Uvalde, and Williamson. We recognize the impact this disaster has had on families, farms, and programs vital to the Hill Country, which is why the rodeo has chosen to support these organizations, said Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Chairman of the Board Pat Mann Phillips. We are also humbled by the courage of our volunteers, who stepped in without hesitation, risking their own safety, and giving their time and resources to help those in need. Their selflessness reflects the heart of our organization. This past summer, flooding swept across Central Texas, unleashing catastrophic damage caused by rapid floodwaters sweeping across ranches and crop fields, and infrastructure was destroyed or severely damaged. Months later, producers are still struggling to rebuild vital production infrastructure. When disaster strikes our agriculture backbone, the Star Fund is here to lend a helping hand, Commissioner Miller added. Time is running out. I urge all eligible producers who faced agricultural infrastructure damage to apply. I also invite individuals, businesses, and organizations across Texas to donate, because our rural and farming neighbors still need our support. Eligible producers in countries affected by the July 4th floods may visit the TDA website for eligibility criteria and application forms. The deadline for applications is November 30th at midnight. To apply, visit the Star Fund website. Those wishing to contribute to the Star Fund may donate by visiting this page.